Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we have lost. The Ho, which was recently the subject of controversy in a Facebook group dedicated to gardening. Yes, brethren, there were some people so oblivious to the pain their words caused that they casually used the historic term for a standard garden implement in a public social media group. Yes, some would say this should be allowed since it was a harmless, inadvertent use of that only sounds like that other term of misogynist derision that seeks to marginalize some women for their sex-positive lifestyles with a slur. But as Walensky's definitive treatise on microaggressions through homophone abuse version 6 explains, even terms that sound like words that hurt therefore become hurting words through the well-known principle of sonic parallelism. And of course, as we all know, when the oppressor class finds itself using hurtful word sound-alikes, it is our duty to change to protect the victims of systemic horticultural oppression. Let us no more call a spade, or a rake, and most certainly we must never call a hoe a hoe. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Megan Fox, for her outrageous appearance on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, in which she ever so casually referred to the unholy insurrector Donald Trump as a legend. When she saw him in a mixed martial arts arena.
I was in a row with Bieber, and Trump was also in my row.
Oh!
And yeah, he was a legend. That arena, like, was very supportive of Trump when he came in.
Putting aside our concerns about the barbarism of physical fisticuffs and the blood sport Ms. Fox seems to embrace, the real issue here clearly is that she said something about Donald Trump that was not obviously derogatory. Saying he was a legend in that context and implying that some in the audience were cheering because they were still deceived by him only serves to reinforce the villainous lie that any right-thinking American does not hold this man in utter disregard. Megan Fox, it is imperative that all public figures stand in solidarity with each other and CNN by always reminding the American people that Trump is bad, always bad, and only bad. And crossing the thin orange line, even by being unclear, cannot be tolerated. Megan Fox, I expunge thee. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, a more inspiring moment. This week we have a new heroine to celebrate. No, not the drug, as we ran across with the unfortunate incident of the McGillicuddy sisters, but rather heroin, meaning a female champion. Gillian Anderson, who starred in so many productions, but the only one we can remember is The X-Files. Yes, the real-life Agent Scully revealed herself to be a brave advocate for body positivity when she mentioned during an Instagram Live that she has now abandoned all use of that instrument of misogynistic torture, the bra.
And I don't wear a bra anymore. I can't wear a bra. I can't, no, I can't. There's no, I'm sorry, but I don't care if I reach my belly button, my breasts reach my belly button. I'm not wearing a bra anymore.
Yes! What brave honesty! We applaud Ms. Anderson for teaching our young ladies that comfort is king, or queen, or another suitably non-monarch endorsing simile. In any case, she proclaimed her truth. Her elongated, dangling, socially awkward truth, and reminded us that bodies are beautiful in whatever shape they come. No more shall young women be required to endure the oppressive constraint cups imposed by the patriarchy. No more shall women be required to rein in and hold themselves high. No more pushing up. No more lifting and separating. And for goodness sake, no more bras, Gillian Anderson. We applaud you. And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.